Okay, so I have Bryce Phillips on the line, the owner of Evo, who has some big news today about you guys made a big acquisition in Whistler.
Yeah, we're excited.
So tell everyone what you did.
So we acquired a business called Whistler Village Sports. They actually have five different retail locations throughout the village, primarily ski, snowboard, mountain bike, and some other kind of lifestyle products. And we're excited. They've built a really great business over the last 30 plus years. And I actually had originally met the owner buying their used gear at the end of the season, you know, well over a decade ago. So it's definitely a full circle story.
And so how will that work? Will they keep the name? I mean, will you keep the names of the stores there?
Yeah, so the entire team is coming on board, or has come on board with us. So they're all part of our company now. We for at least the next year, everything's going to operate as it is today. The next 6 to 9 months, we're going to put our heads together with the existing management team, including Dave, to really kind of figure out what the integration plan looks like. We'll definitely have the Evo brand in Whistler. It'll be clear that we have a presence there, but what that looks like, what category, or you know, kind of how some of the how we kind of organize the branding of it and whatnot, those are the things that we're going to figure out.
Because that's really one of the advantages, right? It's a way to sort of marry your online presence with the physical retail.
Totally. And in a location like that, I mean, it's a bullseye. If anyone were to ask me, where would you want the Evo brand to be anywhere in the world? What makes the most sense, giving all these like incredible locations, I'd say Whistler, hands down, is kind of the top of the list.
Now, why is that?
Well, it's just such an iconic place. It happens to also be where I started the company. I was living in Whistler when I started it. I lived there from 97 to 2004. But you know, I was drawn to the mountains, and you know, especially ski, snowboard, and mountain bike. It's easily one of the best places in the world. Some would argue the best, especially for the combination of the three. And really, that's I think what makes it what it is. Of course, the kind of confluence of culture and that kind of global draw that it has, in addition to the activities themselves and just the way the place has really kind of come to life in new ways over the last few years. I mean, all of that combines to make it kind of this, yeah, it's an amazing location.
And how is your business in that area right now, your online business?
We have a ton of traffic that comes out of Canada as a result of distribution agreements with our brands. A lot of the products we don't sell into Canada. So, we're excited about the stair step kind of move. It kind of the way it creates an opportunity online, of course. That will come in time. It's not going to be right away. We definitely have awareness up there, but we don't convert a lot of sales as a result of just not having a physical presence in Canada.
Gotcha. Okay. And how complicated is it going to be to sort of add a Canadian arm to your business? I'm guessing there's just a lot of.
Yeah. I mean, there's. You know, to do what we've done thus far, it's definitely taken some work. It hasn't been wildly complicated to kind of scale the operation, both web and store in Canada is a big undertaking. And so we're just going to take our time. We have, there's no rush. We want to make sure we do it right. First and foremost, we want to kind of get our feet underneath us with our new team and really, you know, optimize kind of what happens day in, day out in Whistler as a result of what they bring to the table and how we kind of augment that. From there, we can build and really kind of take the kind of bigger opportunity in Canada.
And so what did you like about their business in particular?
I mean, the first and foremost is the people. I mean, they have an amazing team. So that was huge. I think we have this shared foundation when it comes to our values, shared passion. You know, they're in Whistler for the same reasons that, you know, we're drawn to it. And then they have incredible locations. I mean, if you roll throughout the village stroll, you just really can't help it. Kind of run into the different locations. And then they have like deep expertise within the categories that matter most to us. They have such a strong business, especially ski, snowboard, and mountain bike. Now, Whistler's an awesome spot for skate. They have an incredible skate park. There's definitely a lot of surf enthusiasts that kind of roll kind of out of Whistler and during certain times of the year to surf. But really, for ski, snowboard, and mountain bike in particular, it really is kind of a global destination.
That's great. And so how many stores will you have total now? And this is closed already, right, this deal?
Yep. Yeah, this is closed. Well, that'll bring us to eight, and we only had kind of funny thing is we only had we had three previously: Denver, Portland, and Seattle. And those are, urban stores, larger square footage. These five locations are anywhere between 800 and 2,500 square feet. So
Oh,
smaller
wow.
footage,
Yeah.
yeah, smaller footage. Massive traffic and sales. I mean, it's kind of amazing. These things really crank. And then they have a 6,000 foot distribution center that kind of supports the retail locations, just as you kind of drive into town in Function Junction.
Well, but when I think of smaller footprint, I think, well, that doesn't sound like Evo, right? Because Evo,
Yeah,
you do those
yeah.
spaces where they're incredibly big, real showcases, real destinations.
Yeah.
So how does that fit in?
Yeah, I know it's different for sure. And it's exciting because it is a new kind of design challenge when considering how do we make the experience across these different locations cohesive yet distinct. We don't have all the answers as to how that'll happen, but we're very confident in the team and kind of how we'll come together to create that. It's funny because in a way, while they are these different locations, when you move through the stroll, it is one kind of larger shopping experience. So I think we see some really cool opportunity kind of create these common threads where when you're moving into each location, depending the kind of category that exists by location or categories, we'll be able to deliver something really different and special, but it will be fundamentally different than what we've done to date.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, and I know you like a challenge. You're always doing something, it
The
seems
team,
like.
yeah, the entire team is pretty excited for sure.
Yeah, that's great. And now, I mean, because your Denver expansion, correct me if I'm wrong, that was an acquisition, correct?
Yeah, we purchased a really great kind of specialty service-oriented store. They did mainly ski, snowboard, and bike service, and then we grew. They had the, it, we, you know, it ended up being that we could grow within the same building that they were for the last 20 some odd years. So we took the store from, I think they were all in about 1,600 feet, and now including some additional space that we just took over, we're about closer to 13,000 feet.
Wow, that's crazy. So I guess I was just wondering, did you learn anything from doing an acquisition that you think will apply in this case?
I mean, first and foremost, it's culture and people. I mean, really about building strong relationships. Being able to kind of have really, great communication, and aligning around kind of what the bigger vision will be as we kind of put that together, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's like everything could make perfect sense, quote unquote, strategically and in Excel or whatever, but it's all about people working with people. And so, the Denver is a great example. We have, our core kind of six team from our service, from the service side, and now part of service and sales. They came, with that purchase. And Matt Huppertz, who was the owner of that business, is one of our kind of key leadership, has a key leadership role in Denver today. So kind of that was again, a smaller but really kind of high impact move in Denver. And this is much larger, but at the same time, the kind of, I'd say the theme or the most important area of focus is just building a really strong culture with our new team.
So making this big of an acquisition, does this put on hold? I kind of got the impression that you were eyeing California pretty closely before for
Yeah,
expansion.
it doesn't put anything on hold. I mean, we have a number of markets we're really excited about. I think that just like anything, there is limited bandwidth, so we want to make sure each move we make, we do it right. At the same time, we see some really great opportunity out there. So there's nothing that's been put on hold, but we will continue to gauge, our ability as a team to execute like crazy, And to the extent we're feeling like we need more time and focus around one of the moves we've made, then yeah, we'll pause something as a result. Right now, we haven't done that, but we're definitely keeping an eye on it.
Okay. And what about this idea? I just would love to get your thoughts about what do you think about the whole resort consolidation going on? And does that play into this move at all, or?
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch from, I would say, from the outside. I mean, Washington, where we're based, has just gone through, I mean, Vail bought Stevens, and then Alterra, kind of Aspen, bought Crystal. It's definitely a global land grab, which is wild to see. I think that, I mean, what it's done for Whistler, it has been somewhat rocky a little bit locally, but it's also been really positive for business. There's been a lot of new visitors to Whistler, and so the businesses have really thrived as a result. But gosh, I mean, like, it seems like every other week we're reading a new headline about an acquisition. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. You know, I guess we're pretty agnostic. We think it's all good. We don't have any aversion to it at all. And it's been, yeah, it's been kind of interesting to watch play out.
So this kind of acquisition with, you know, it seems like a big one. Is it something you finance internally, or do you go get a bank loan, or like, how are you financing that?
Yeah, we do it internally. I mean, we work with our bank on a number of fronts, but, for example, we haven't raised any new equity or anything like that. So we're able to do it internally.
Yeah, that's good. And I guess my last question for you is, how is business overall, when you look at your whole business?
Yeah, business has been pretty awesome. You know, we still do a ton of winter. We do a lot of the business the rest of the year, but winter is big for us, and so we're moving into our busiest weeks of the year. So it'll be a good question here in a few weeks, given the biggest weeks are ahead. That said, year to date, it's been awesome across all fronts. You know, skate, surf, mountain bike, ski, snowboard, and wake, all really solid, and we can just hope that we can take this momentum or carry the momentum through the rest of the year. Our fiscal year ends March 31st, so we've got some big weeks ahead.
Right. And if I remember, I think I had lunch with you like about last year at this time, and you had the year before like the most incredible winter ever, and you were like, mm-hmm. that was great, but oh, how are we going to match those numbers? Mm-hmm. You were concerned. How did last year turn out?
Yeah, it actually... having a kind of a runaway year 2 years ago, that was kind of begged the question, like, well, can we back it up? And fortunately, we had an even better year last year. So we never let our guard down. You know, things can change very quickly, but we feel like we've been able to steepen the trajectory of the business, and we hope that moves like this will kind of further do so and allow us to kind of repeat the years past.
Yeah, that's cool. And I guess I do have another question. No anything
worries.
Working? I always like to ask you about like categories or brands or anything surprising that you're like, whoa, look at this. This is a new trend. Or
I would say that like the smaller categories that are definitely the rising stars because they're just less mature. We didn't come. We don't have as deep of a history with them. Have been skate, surf, and mountain bike. Those three sports are really surging at Evo. Again, they. You know, we've had a long history of ski and snowboard, and we're more mature, although those are still growing, even the hard good side, as well as the kind of clothing and accessories. But yeah, it's been awesome to see the other categories really surge the last couple of years, and we kind of hope to maintain that in the years to come.
Okay, great. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you for your time.
No, I appreciate it. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take care.